Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Gospel Radio, Kingdom Gospel Radio, on this evening. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. You're now listening to the Word. And I just want to thank everybody that has dialed on tonight and logged on that will be listening to the Word. I definitely have a word from the Lord on tonight. He definitely want to speak, and he definitely want to encourage, you know, the body of Christ. So before I get started, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to play a worship song, and then we're just going to get straight into the Word. And I just want to pray because I just feel better, you know, praying and coming before God. You know, because I'm the one that's going to be speaking, and I'm the vessel that's being used. And I just want everybody to be praying, because we want to hear from God. We don't want it to be in vain on tonight. And I just believe that he's here, that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he knows exactly what you need to hear on tonight. So, Father, to do your work, oh God, to spread your gospel, to spread your truth, oh Father God, that they may receive your word, oh Father God. They may receive the deliverance that they need, oh God, or the healing that they need, oh Father God. So they may hear the answers, oh Father God, that they've been praying for, oh Father God. In the midst of their trials and tribulations, oh Father God, we're praying strength, oh Father God, into their body, oh God, into their spiritual being, oh Father God. For I know, oh Father God, that you're able to do all things on tonight, oh God. There's nothing that is impossible for you, oh God. So, Lord, bless this network on tonight, oh, Father God, that it may reach, oh, Father God, those that are lost and those that need to hear a word, oh, Father God, that just don't know what to do. They may be in their trial and tribulation season. They may be in a suffering season and persecution, oh, Father God. So let your word spring forth, oh, God, a word of strength on tonight, oh, God, and the word that will set them free in their mind, oh, Father God, that will put them at ease and that will cease all anxiety, oh, Father God, all worrying, oh, God, will come to the cease because your word, oh, Father God, is life, oh, God. And we speak life on tonight and to them on tonight, oh, God, that they may live and not die because Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And tonight we rebuke you, Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray. Amen. But we know that God is able. We know that prayer is powerful, and it's nothing that, you know, God cannot do. You have to believe that. You have to believe that it's nothing that God cannot do. You got to stand on the word. You have to have faith that it is true, knowing that the testing and the trying of your faith in this season is going to happen, and God will try and test your faith, but it's just to make you stronger. So don't be discouraged, you know, in your testing season. Don't be discouraged when God is bringing you through, because trust and believe he will grant you through. And so I'm just going to pray from Will Murphy. It's called Murphy's Replays of God's Response. And so you guys, you know, just get your mind on Christ on tonight. And, you know, just blank out everything else and keep your mind on him. Okay, and just meditate on him. So I'm going to play a little worship right now just to set your mind at ease and to get your spirit aligned. Here we go.
What happens in worship, it's like a call and response. But most churches, we call, but we never wait for the response. We worship, but then we never wait on the response of God. I want you to lift your hands. We're going to take just a few moments. I think we're just a little bit ahead of time tonight anyway. We're going to take just a few moments. We're going to wait on Jesus. God, I wish I had a voice to sing tonight. We're going to wait on Jesus. Somebody lift your hands.
A lot of us, you know, we have to wait on the salvation of the Lord. We have to wait in the midst of the trial and tribulation. We can't give up in the midst of that. And God is telling us that we must stand strong in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of the persecution. And I just want to get a little bit into it because I want to talk about the different types of suffering and persecution and the difference between, you know, going through, you know, for Christ's sake. Because a lot of times we feel as though we're going through some things and we're really not going through some things, especially compared to, you know, we're definitely not going to go through what Christ went through, but we're going to go through some suffering. You know, we may, you know, the disciples, you know, they went through what Christ went through. They were persecuted. They were hung on the cross. They were, you know, they was tortured. They were thrown in jail. They were killed. The apostles, you know, this is persecution. You know, persecution for preaching the gospel. But they would not stop, no matter how many times they were thrown in the lion's den, how many times they were thrown in the furnace. How many times, you know, they were threatened that we catch you preaching this gospel, we're going to kill you. And they laid their life down for Christ. And it's one thing about us here in America, you know, we don't have to go through those extremes because we can freely preach the gospel as far as now it may go. But we will go through something called a spiritual suffering and persecution. We will get persecuted spiritually by unclean spirits, by demonic forces, witches and warlocks will be after you. You will go through a level of demonic warfare. You will go through a testing even of your faith. So God is telling us this in the Word, so that we will not be surprised of the trials that we have to go through and the things that we have to endure. It is all written in the Word, and God, in the Word of God. And God did not want you to be discouraged. God wants you to be strong and to stand strong. This is not the season to, you know, fall off because people don't like you or people is talking about you or, you know, you're lacking, you know, you can't get the new Jordans or you can't get, you know, new clothes or new shoes or, you know, you just can't get the top of the line food that you may want. And, you know, because a lot of us is calling this suffering. You know, we're calling, you know, suffering that we got to walk a mile, you know, or two, or that we got to catch the bus. We're talking about that suffering. But God wants you to know that that's not suffering. You know, that's just life. You know, sometimes you go through things in life that is just life. It's going to be, you know, different class of people amongst us until the coming back of Christ. There's going to be a class of rich. There's going to be a class of poor people. And God has called us to take care of the poor. But it is always going to be poor amongst us. It's always going to be a level of struggle. But you can have peace. You can be content in whatever God have you in. You know, God is, he's taking care of his people. You may not have the house that you want. You may not have the car that you want, but you have a place to live. You have shelter. You have food. You have means of, you know, transportation if you really, you know, need to. You can get on the bus. You can walk. You have legs if you need to. In other countries, they are experiencing definitely a level of poverty that we have not experienced here, you know, in the United States, third world countries. Don't you know that God is expecting them to submit to him too? In their struggle, God is still expecting for them to choose this day who they're going to serve when they don't even know where they're going to get their next meal from. You know, God is still expecting these things from them. And so if he's expecting these things from the ones that really are getting persecuted for preaching the gospel or reading the Bible, he's expecting even more out of us, where we can freely and willingly go and serve and praise God. But a lot of us don't want to go through the spiritual suffering and the spiritual persecution. That Pastor Todd Clasia on her show earlier, she was also talking about the suffering that we have to go through for Christ's sake. And we will have to go through some form of suffering for Christ's sake, spiritual suffering. You know, in the Bible, God allowed Job to go through certain things, and it was spiritual. It was things that he allowed that happened in the spiritual, but it manifests in his natural life. You know, he lost his children. He lost all of his riches, his livestock. He got sick in his body. He got depressed and all these things. But this was a conversation between God and Satan in the heavenly. So these were spiritual things that was able to come after Job. And he didn't know what was going on, but all this was operating in the spiritual realm. But it hit his personal life. It hit his house. What God allowed, God will allow the testing to come. He will allow the persecution to come and to hit you. And so these are spirits. This is still you having to suffer and go through some things for the testing of your faith. Some things we're just going to go through, and some people are just going to go through because it's life. So the Bible said that, you know, it's going to be trouble in this world. The Bible talk about the world will grow colder, wax colder and colder. It's going to wax colder and colder. And I do have scriptures because I want to go to the Word, and I want you to get your pens and your pads out so you can go and you can go back and read these scriptures so it can strengthen you. so you'll find it not strange that these things are happening to you and that you're going through the level of attacks that you are going through. It is a purpose and a reason why you are going through these things in your natural body, you know, and it's happening in the natural realm, but it's coming from the spiritual realm. Just as Job was getting attacked, that was spiritual, but he didn't know it at the time. He didn't know why his finances were getting attacked. He didn't know why, you know, he was getting sick in his body. He didn't know why he was getting depressed and he was getting attacked. Or none of these things, but it was happening in the natural. It was happening to his body. Everything was being taken away. But he didn't know that it was a conversation in the spirit realm with God and Satan. And God allowed these things. And so sometimes we don't understand if it's natural, is there some things that I'm going through, or is there some things that God is allowing. Just understand that it's nothing that Job did that caused these things. That's the difference. It's nothing that Job did to cause himself to be sick. It's nothing that he did to cause his children to be destroyed and killed, because at the time he was making sin offerings for his children. The Bible said that Job, God favored him. God favored him, a man after God's heart. That's who Job was. So it wasn't nothing that Job did that caused this suffering to come upon him. It was because he was a faithful servant of God that God allowed these things to happen. And Satan said, I'm going to test the faith of Job and watch when he curse you. But that's what's happening to us. This is part of the suffering. This is part of the persecution that is going on in your life. But you must know that the God that we serve is mighty. The God that we serve, he's able to bring us out. He said, I'm going to deliver you from all of those things, saith the Lord. He said, I've overcome the world. No, if God, if he can't overcome the world, you're going to overcome. He has given you power and he has given you authority in your life to overcome and to come through the trials and tribulations that is in your life. Because as you're going through these trials and tribulations, guess what? He's making you stronger. He's building you up even more. That's what God wants you to know. He's pushing you closer to him. Job continuously to worship God. He continuously to be in the presence of God. He continuously to God for clarity and understanding, because Job, he did not know. And that's what we need to go to God. We need to go to God and we need to pray and we need to ask God for clarity and understanding concerning the things that is happening in our life. You know, find it not strange that these things are happening to us, but we need to go to the Word of God and find it for ourselves and understand really what is going on in our life when we're walking this life and this walk called Christianity or Christians or believers. Let's put it like that, because everybody called herself a Christian ain't a Christian. You know, that was a name that was given us to us, followers of Christ. We're following Christ. But really, the Bible label us as believers and unbelievers. Do you believe? Do you believe in the Word of God? Do you stand on the Word of God? This is having faith in God. Job had to stand on the faith, on God, knowing that God is able and God is mighty. And his faith was shook. But it was not to the point where he would curse God and die. So sometimes your faith is shaken, but that don't mean, look, I don't care what happened to me, still not going to give up on God. And that's some of us. I can go through, I don't care what I go through, I ain't giving up on God. I'd be like, Job, I curse myself before I would curse God. I will lay down and die. I will curse the day that I live before I will curse God and come against God. But a lot of us will begin to curse God and blame the church and blame people for the things that God is allowing to happen in your life. Job didn't. He didn't blame his children. He didn't blame his wife. He didn't blame his friends. He blamed himself when it was not even his fault that he was going through the things that he was going through. So don't even blame yourself for the things that God has allowed you to go through and the tests that God has allowed you to go through. If he's allowing it, know that he's going to bring you out of each trial and tribulation. Because what we're doing, we're suffering for Christ's sake. We're going through for Christ's sake. And what made me do this show tonight on this topic, I was talking to my husband and he came in and showed me this TikTok. And he showed me this man in a third world country and he was in his backyard and he was cooking God knows what. You know, it looked like, I don't know what it was, but all we know, it was something that you really weren't supposed to eat. And he made a fire in the back, and it looked like he was cutting up some livers and, you know, draining certain intestines of animals. I don't know what it was. I don't even, you know, it was just something that we wouldn't eat. So the guy that was doing the TikTok was like, we don't know what struggle is. This is struggle. This is struggle. We don't know what the real suffering is. We're not suffering how the apostles, how they really suffered, how Jesus really suffered. We're just not. And so, but God said, I give you no more than you can bear. So if we could bear more than suffering, this is another generation. We're not bearing. We can't bear that level of suffering. We don't have those survival skills that man had in the video. And to him, he may not have been suffering. He was content. He built his fire. He went and he was putting together whatever he had to put together to eat and to make a meal. And he was content doing that thing. That was his way of life. He probably knew no other way of life. He probably, you know, was born and as a little boy, and that was just the way. You go to some of these other countries, and they're walking with no shoes, same clothes. Barely has, you know, they don't know where their next meal really is coming from. They're walking to the missionary. They walk into, you know, drop-off spots where, you know, the military or who the government is dropping food at certain places and rice. We can go down to certain, but we got food pantries. We have these things, but we don't even want what's in the food pantry. But these are people that would take what's in the food pantries or anything to eat. We don't really know what the real struggle is. God, that's what God is telling us. You know, some of us, but when we really turn our life over to Christ, it's going to be some things that we're going to have to endure spiritually, like Job did. And we need to understand the difference that when we're suffering for Christ's sake, when you did nothing, when they have no reason to come up against you, when they come in, and I'm just not talking about people talking about you or lying to you, or, you know, or I'm talking about people that's trying to come against your integrity, trying to come against your character, trying to destroy your life, trying to bring division in your family and in your marriage and in your church. These are the type of spiritual attacks. You know, put sickness and disease and do witchcraft and cause strife and confusion. And, you know, these are the things that is going on and we have to fight in our spiritual life. We're not talking, we can deal with gossip. We can deal with people not liking us. We can also come to the, you know, I think we, in this generation, we even used to the, you know, the family members that's coming against us and not liking us and not speaking to us and these type of things. We're learning, you know, how to walk this walk. You know, it's family members that, you know, people ain't spoke to in years, and they're fine with it. They're fine with being separated and divided and you know, these type of things. But God said that we should not be used to it. We should not conform to the ways of this world, because the world is about, you know, breaking up families. God want, he designed families. He designed it to be structured. It is Satan that is coming in. It's a spiritual warfare that would come in to our families, that would come into our mothers and our children, that our children that's rebelling. Our children, you know, that's a form of warfare as well, that the enemy will come and attack your children, will come and attack, you know, your family members, will rise up against you. And, you know, the devil will enter into people and they will be used against you. These type of warfare, these type of warfare that is the body. We're not talking about, it's not a warfare when you go pick the fight. It's not a warfare when you're starting the trouble. It's not a warfare when you put your hands to it. It's not a war, that's what you do. But God is saying it's a warfare that is against his people that say, I'm going to serve Christ. I'm going to preach the gospel. It is a spiritual persecution that will come with that. That's what God is saying. But he wants us to know not to be discouraged, because many of us are being discouraged in spiritual persecution, because spiritual persecution seem unfair. Spiritual suffering seem unfair. In the natural, you'd be like, why do I got to go through this? I'm a child of God. I'm a believer. Why do I got to suffer? Why do it seem like the wicked have the upper hand? Why do it seem like those that is coming against me is getting away with murder, and God, you're not doing anything about it? Why is it that I'm the bad guy? Why is it me? But the Bible says that we're going to go through these things. We're going to go through a level of spiritual persecution when our children is coming against us and blaming us for being, you know, the bad parents. And you know, we done been the best we could be and did the best we could do. And so if Satan, he will come and try to attack your spiritual man and try to make you feel as though you're not good enough and you're not worthy. You're not worthy. That's why Job was like, look, I cursed the day that I was born. What did I do? It was, must have been something, because he continued to give offers. He continued to give worship to God in God's presence and to seek God for what was going on. I'm going to get into the scriptures because I want us to be free in our mind and understand that the spiritual persecution and the suffering, God is going to bring you out. Yeah, we may have to lay our life down. And yes, it have been some that had to lay their life down. But what about in the world when God brought them out? God brought them out. God brought them out of their trouble. God delivered them with a strong hand. All of his things, he delivered them. He delivered them. And when their time was up, I believe that God allowed them to fulfill their purpose. They had a purpose to fulfill for the time and the season. They were the apostles, was laying down the foundation of the church. So their cost was great. They were building the church. They was the start of the church, the start of the gospel, preaching the good news about Jesus Christ. And they did not want that movement. They started the movement. They started the movement that is still being active today. So that's why they were being persecuted and thrown in jail the way that they did in the Bible. But it's like a wildfire. It's still, we're still talking about Jesus. We're still spreading the gospel till this day. And that's what that's why the apostles were killed. That's why they're persecuted. But their purpose was fulfilled, that the word of God be completed and that it be written, and the vision that God placed on them that they would write it down, write the vision down, and make it clear so that when we read it, that we would run with it, that we would run with it. So it's a calling on your life. And it's also a price that you have to pay for the anointing that is on your life. You're going to go through some things for the anointing that is on your life, and it's going to seem as though it is not fair. It's going to seem as though God is not talking, God is not walking with you, God is not listening to you. It seems as though every time you look around, the attack is coming from everyone and anyone. But God told me to tell you on tonight that trouble does not last always. That just comes with this walk. It comes with this walk. As Pastor Ty Quasi was talking earlier, it was a coincidence that we're actually speaking on the same topic. But I was seeing, my husband was showing me the TikTok of some real suffering, and we were just talking about the suffering of the people and how good we kind of got have it here. But it's a thing called spiritual persecution, spiritual suffering, where it would come after those who believe. If you are a believer, you will go through without a doubt. I don't care if you're in the mansion. I don't care if you're in a third world country. You're going to go through some spiritual persecution. We're not just talking about the natural troubles and the things of this world or just things that we just go through because we may make a wrong turn. But God always make crooked roads straight. So God, you know, he's not, how can I put this? Our sins are forgiven. He's not chastising us and beating us over things that we did prior to us getting saved. Because he said those things are wiped away. Our sins are wiped away. We're a new creature. He don't even remember those. So Satan wants you to think that you're going through certain things because of, you know, you're getting punished. We may have to go through some of the consequences of our decisions, but God surely is not punishing us. God said, I'm going to deliver you out of those things. I'm going to show you. I'm going to direct you. I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to pour into you. He's not going to persecute you because you're the teenage mother or you made a mistake or you failed. That's not the God that we serve. He's going to help you through it. Satan wants you to think that God is still beating you up for decisions that you made because you just have to go through some things because you made them. But he's going to bring you through it. So what? I was a teenage mother. He brought me through it. He brought me out. He didn't persecute me. He didn't condemn me. He didn't throw me to the wolves. But he delivered me. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. So the persecution that is coming to you, it is not because God hates you. It is not because he wants to see you destroyed. Let me get into the scriptures. I've been talking a long time, and I just want to get into these scriptures here. So we're going to start with 1 John 16:33. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And so I'm telling you all these things so that you may have peace tonight, that you can lay down and have sweet sleep, that you won't trouble yourself over the troubles of this world or just the things that you are going through. It's for Christ's sake. Okay? This is God is releasing his peace, 2 Timothy 3:12. He said, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. You're going to be persecuted for what you believe. People are going like, you dumb for following Christ. You're dumb for following that leader or following that way. You're that's the white man religion, or that's the, you know, how can you believe that? Because, you know, that it, any excuse that they can to persecute you for living godly. You goody two shoes. You think you better than anybody else. You think you, you know, that anything because you decide to live godly, because you want to live holy, because you want to preach righteous, because you want to live according to the book. People will, you act like you too good. You too good to hang out with us. You too good to talk with us. You too good. You too good. No, I'm just separated. That's it. It's not that I'm too good. It's not that I think that I'm better than nobody. But God has called for us to bring a separation. This is what God is saying. He said, no. He said, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. So if you want to live a godly life and you're striving for righteousness, you're going to be persecuted for that. You're going to be persecuted for the separation. You're going to be persecuted for not agreeing with them. You're going to be persecuted for not hanging out with them and doing the same things that they do and not believing in the ungodly things. Huh? You're going to be persecuted. Revelation 21:4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. And this day is coming where there will be no more tears. There will not be more pain, no more death, no more mourning. But while we're here on earth, that is what we're going to endure. We're going to endure death. We're going to endure mourning. We're going to cry. We're going to experience pain. But God said, look, weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning. We shall overcome the things of this world, God said. But I know sometimes it seems like we won't overcome these things, but we can overcome them through Christ Jesus. We can overcome them through the word. 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So after you have suffered for a little while, so suffering don't last always. It's not going to last always. Your trials is not going to last always. You're not going to be in the fiery furnace always. He said, I'm going to bring you out, and then you're going to be a pure gold. You're not going to smell like smoke. You're not going to be burnt, none of these things. He said, I'm going to bring you out. Saith the Lord, I'm going to bring you out of the lion's den. I'm going to bring you out of the trouble. This is what God is saying. He said, not only that, he said, I'm going to restore you, and I'm going to make you strong and firm and steadfast. This is what the testing is for. You know, you're going through suffering. This is what the anointing, this is what brings anointing. This is what, you know, brings your strength, God said. He said, Psalms 34:19, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. We will have many troubles, many troubles. So find it not strange that you're going through it. We are not exempt from going through trouble. We are not exempt from going through trials and tribulations, especially those that believe in God. People are going to attack us. People are going to come against our names, against what we stand for God. It is going to happen to those that believe and those that love God. Isaiah 42:3-2. And I hope we write in these scriptures down, we go back, and we can all, and we listen to these teachings, because God wants you to study to show yourself approved. Isaiah 43:2, he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set to you ablaze. This is the word of God. So he said, when you're walking through the deep waters, I'm there with you. When you're walking through the rivers, I'm with you. This is the river. It's not the water. It's not going to overtake you. He said, you're going to walk through the fire, and you will not get turned. This is the word of God, and God's word is true, and we stand on it. So even though you're going through the fire, even though you can sleep in peace, okay, I'm going through the fire, it don't feel good right now. I don't feel good. You know, it's at the end of the day, we're human beings, but we got to keep our spirit man strengthened and know that we can make it through anything. You can go through the fire. You can go through the storm like Jesus did. He was sleeping sweet. He said, look, you woke me up for this. He had to get up and he rebuked the storm and said, peace be still in the name of Jesus. And that's what we have to do. We have to rebuke the storm, for he has given us power and authority in our life to rebuke the storm that is in our life. He has given us power to soar above our situation. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light and mandatory troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So look, we're preparing for glory, eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Any trouble that we go through, the glory that we're going to receive, the reward that we're going to receive from the Lord, that's what it's about. Psalms 119:71, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. So now they're saying, look, it was good. I'm glad I was afflicted for your name's sake. I was glad because it caused me to draw nigh to you. It caused me to learn more about you. It caused me to get closer to you. I'm glad I was afflicted for you. Come on. I'm glad. I'm content. I'm content on today, God said. He said in Philippians 3:10, he said, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and in his suffering and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. He said, yes. He said, yes to that. I want to know. I want to know. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of Christ. I want to be down for the cause. Luke 14:27, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. So he's saying, look, if you don't go through this, you can't be my disciple. If you can't go through this basic training, if you can't go through this to be strengthened, to be empowered, you cannot be a part, because you would be destroyed. Because see, he has to empower his disciples to fight devils. He's strengthening you and empowering you in your faith so you can walk in the full power of God, that you could walk and do what God has called you to do. The purpose of the suffering. We see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if he's not testing your faith and strengthening your faith, you can't do what God called you to do. You can do nothing, because it's impossible. So that's why it's all about your faith. That's why God's dealing with your faith. He's dealing with your walk. He's dealing with you being strong in the Lord, because he knows that if you're weak, then you can't do what God has called you to do. He knows that you're going to automatically be defeated if you are weak when you're dealing with Satan, because Satan is looking for those that are weak. He's looking for a weak spot. So he said, look, I'm here to strengthen you. He said, so you have to pick up your cross and follow me. You have to go through the things that I went through to be empowered. Picking up the cross is doing what he did, because Jesus had to go through some things and he was empowered. Come on, we're talking about resurrection power here. He said that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that lies within you. Do we believe that on today? That is what we're trying to achieve. We want to be empowered here. Here on earth, we want to be empowered in our spirit me. Come on now. That's what we're pursuing. Understand that this suffering is not in vain, because the final outcome is eternal gain, is in heaven, is with God. But to pursue heaven, we have to pursue the things of God. We have to pursue, you know, we have to pursue and chase after the things of God. And if we have to go through the suffering, that's pursuing the things of God. We can't shun the suffering. This is not something we can't pay our way out of this. It's no price to this. They already tried to pay for it. They wanted to pay for the power. They wanted to know, you got to suffer for the power. You got to go through, you don't know what people go through for the anointing on their life. That's why you got to be careful. That's why God said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm, because you have no idea what they had to go through for the anointing that's on their life. And 9 times out of 10, they're not going to talk about what they had to go through for the anointing that was on their life, because it was very traumatic. It was very hard. It was very, the persecution and the suffering that many had to go through for Christ's sake and for the anointing that is on their life, they probably would never speak about, not unless the Spirit calls them and unction them to just talk about it. So that's why you want to be very careful when you're dealing with God anointed people. When you don't understand. You don't understand God and why God is causing you to go through things. And you feel as though you're the only one going through. God told me to say no. This is something that everyone that desires to follow Christ, everyone, no one is exempt from this. He said, know that if you desire to follow Christ, you're going to go through some level of suffering. You're going to go through persecution. Galatians 1:24. He said, now I rejoice in what I am suffering for, and I fill up my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. He said, look, now I rejoice in what I'm suffering for you. I rejoice. I'm glad. I'm glad to suffer for Christ's sake. I'm glad to suffer for him. He said, be glad. Be glad in your affliction. Galatians 6:2. To carry each other's burden. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. So we're here to help each other, even through the suffering. Even Christ had someone to carry the cross, to encourage him that it's going to be all right. They couldn't take the complete suffering. They couldn't take the place of the suffering, but they could help. They said, carry each other's burden. I can help carry you through. I can be there for you. I can encourage you. But there's certain things I may not be able to do because God is allowing you to go through these things for the fulfillment of the law. And this is what God is saying to us on today, that we have to understand when someone is going through for Christ's sake, when they're going through their suffering, when they're going, we as a Christian, we should see these things. We should know these things and be sensitive to these things, because when a Christian is going through their persecution and suffering, they're in a vulnerable state. They're in a vulnerable state, and you might not probably want to mess with them either, because they're in a very vulnerable state. And this is when the enemy is really, when the enemy is on them and God is allowing Satan to come, be very careful as a Christian to make sure that you're in constant prayer for your brothers and your sisters. If you see them going through, that you're not just praying. You can't say, well, I'm praying for you, baby. Oh, I'm praying for you, sis. I'm praying for you, bro, and you're not praying and you're not uplifting and you're not feeding into the spirit and you're not encouraging them and you're not telling them that suffering don't last always and that God is going to bring you through and God is a deliverer and that you're not using your gifts to build them up because it is our place to build them up. You can build them up. Don't be like Job's friends. When Job's friends came, Job's friends didn't build them up. They just accused them. So you have those friends that will accuse you for going through what you're going through. Well, you must have did something. That's the devil. See, that's the devil that wants to make you think. Again, we're going to go back here that God is persecuting you and punishing you for something that you did in your past when he clearly said that your sins are forgiven. So don't let the enemy come in. Romans 5:3. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that the suffering produces perseverance. Come on, suffering produces perseverance. God said, Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sore? None of these things. He said nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what level of suffering you're going through, that is not going to separate you from Christ. Satan wants you to think that you're separated from Christ, that you're so far away because you're getting attacked and you're going through and you know you're suffering maybe some great loss and trials and tribulations and you know Satan wants you to think that you're cast out. He wants you to think that. He said, but who separate us from the love of Christ? Who? No one can separate you from the love of Christ. Because you're going through does not mean that he don't love you, that he is far from you. He still said you can go ahead and test them, but you can't touch their soul. Their soul belongs to me. Their soul was bought by the blood of Christ Jesus. Our soul belongs to him. He said not one of us will be able to be plucked up out of his hands. Satan cannot pluck us up. Satan cannot uproot us, saith the Lord. Hebrews 2:10, and bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. And he suffered many things to bring his sons and his daughters to a place of glory, a place of repentance, a place of just freedom and peace. He did all of that we may be one back with the Father. 1 Peter 3:14, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. So if you're suffering and you say, look, God, I've been doing everything right. I've been faithful. I've been faithful to your church. I've been faithful at giving. He said, look, you're going to even go through suffering when you're doing right. That's what he said, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. He said, do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. As long as you know what you're doing is right, as long as you're in the will of God, and you're suffering for righteousness. This is what God is saying, 1 Peter 3:18-19. He said, for Christ also suffered once for sin. Come on, so Christ also suffered life for sin. He said, righteous. He said, the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God. He did all this to bring us to God. All of this suffering is to bring us to God. He said, he was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamations to the imprisoned spirit. So, look, he set the captives free. He suffered for us to set the captives free. He brought us from unrighteousness to righteousness. That is what he did for us. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, and I'm almost done. I just want to encourage you guys on this evening. I know it's nothing but God, and I thank God for Pastor, you know, Todd Quage and her message on tonight, because we can kind of double team, you know, Satan. We know that, you know, he said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall I confirm my word. Hallelujah. And so we thank God on tonight that our suffering is not in vain, that we're just not going through, hallelujah, for no reason at all, but we're going to, our power is going to be increased. Our faith is going to be strengthened. We know this to be sure because the Bible tells us so. You know, we must be tried by fire. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And so that's just what we were talking about. So the same comfort that God gave you when you were going through your child and your child and your tribulation, the same thing that God is expecting for you to show your brothers and sisters when they're going through. I can remember, you know, my husband was saying again tonight, he was saying, remember who was there in your trials and your tribulations. Remember who was there when, you know, it was really going down. Remember. Remember those folks. We remember those that was there, that did not give up on us, that did not leave us nor forsake us, that did not throw in the towel. We're not going to be like Job's friends. We're going to encourage them to keep on going. Don't give up. Don't give up. I know it's hard. Let God do what he got to do with you. It's okay. If you got to cry, go ahead and cry. If a man do it for the night, the joy shall come in the morning. Come on, go through. Go through. Don't give up now. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. This is what we are telling our brothers and our sisters that is going through. And you got to tell yourself this too. Because right now we're going in for self, because we need to know on tonight that our suffering is not in vain and that we will be restored according to God's word, because he just said it. 1 Peter 1:6-7. It said, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. He said, look, in all this you greatly rejoice. Once again, he said, rejoice in it. He said, though for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. So not just one type of trial. You're going to have many, many different type of trials. You're going to suffer much grief. He said, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perish even through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Come on now. And this is what it's about. We're being tried by the fire. Our faith, it's all about our faith again. It comes back to our faith. God is dealing with our faith. It's a faith walk. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to pray. Without faith, it's impossible to heal. Without faith, it is impossible to do anything, because we have to have faith in the word. We've got to have faith in God. We've got to have faith in what we're seeing. It's the faith that is activating it on today, our power on today. You got to go through the trials with faith. You got to go. You know, the faith is rejoicing. I'm going to have faith. I'm rejoicing in the midst of my trial, in the midst of my suffering. I'm rejoicing. Romans 5:3-4. Not only so, but we are also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produce perseverance. I said that already. Perseverance, character, and hope. James 2:4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. He said, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So again, it will also bring you to a place of maturity. God is, I'm telling you, he's doing something when he's allowing you to go through certain testing, just like in school. You know, each test, you know, you pass that test, you go to a higher level. Or, you know, this is what God is doing as well. He said, let perseverance finish its work. We got to let it finish. Some of us want to quit in the midst. He says, so that it may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. You don't want to lack anything in your faith. You want God to complete that work when it comes to your faith. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Christ so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. So he said, look, we're going to be pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. We're going to be cast down, but not destroyed. This is the word of God. He's saying, find it not strange that these things are happening, because it is written in the word, and we have to remind ourselves, because I'm telling you, we're like, oh, Lord, this is just not fair. This is just not right that I'm the, look, it would be like Elijah in the cave, and I've been referring to him a lot lately, but we know that feeling. When it feels like we is just, you know, in this thing by ourselves, God. You know, will anybody be on the same page that I am? You know, do they see what I'm seeing? Seeing what I'm going through? They don't understand what I'm going through. They don't understand the suffering. They don't understand the pain. You know, this is what we're saying to each other. Well, this is what we're saying to God. We're not saying it to each other, but we're saying it to God. And I'm almost done here. I just want to get through these scriptures. Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. He said, look, he's going to do the same thing that happened to the prophets in the old is going to be the same thing that happened to you. He said, blessed are you when you are insulted. You're blessed. Let them insult you. I'm blessed. Let them persecute you. And falsely say all kinds of evil things against you. Come on, we know this as Christians. This happened to every believer. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because of your stand with God, your position with God. He said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So those that suffer and that is persecuted, the kingdom of heaven belongs to us. Come on now. God is a mighty God. His word, I stand on his word. Stand on it. Go back and see, these are the things that give us strength. He said, I'm blessed. You mean, I'm going to be blessed for the persecution? Yeah, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be rewarded for everything that you had to go through. You're going to be restored. You're going to be delivered. Your reward is great, God said. So your suffering is not in vain. Your persecution is not in vain. Every lie that they hold on you was not in vain. They're blessing you. Every curse that they sent against you, you know what, they're blessing you. They called on God's hand to be on your life. Every time they put their mouth on your family, guess what? They're blessing your family. Every time Satan touched you, they're blessing you because you know what? He's blessing you because everything got to be restored. Remember, Job, everything was restored. So go ahead, talk about me, persecute me. The more, the merrier. The more to rise up, the more the merrier, because I know I'm going to come out, but my blessing's going to be greater. My anointing going to be greater. The more you talk about me, the more you persecute me, the more you lie on me, the more you try to bring me out and destroy me, God's going to bring me out even more mightier. He's going to prepare a table in the midst of my enemies. Matter of fact, he's going to make my enemies my footstool. Why? How I know that? Because the Bible tells me that. It's in the Word of God. My suffering is not in vain. I'm going to be blessed. Why? How do I know that? Because it is written in the Word of God. So we're going to stop right now. No, okay, now we're going to be happy about the suffering. Huh? We're going to be happy that this is happening to us, because we know that the God that we serve is mighty, and he's able, and he said in his word that he's going to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. He's going to deliver us each and every time out of the fire, out of the furnace, out of the lion's den, out of every test. We're going to be restored. Our faith is going to be greater. Our faith is going to be greater, God said. This is a test of our faith. That's all it is. Find it not strange that we're going through. The body is going through. The enemy is coming and pressing you on every side. You know, every side, at work, at school, you know, at home, when you go outside. You know, just pressing you everywhere you go. People got attitudes, bad disposition, just lying on you over here and, you know, hating on you over here and, you know, just can't get no peace. You ain't even did nothing to nobody. Why? Because it's just a testing of your faith. When you know you have not done anything to anybody, when you know you have not deserved, and now you know you don't deserve what had, you know, it's not that you deserve it, it's a payback. You know that now because God just said, look, your sin is forgiven. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the devil that reminds you of your past. It's not God. God ain't reminding you of your past. God said, I put that in the sea of forgiveness, and it's not going to come back again. I'm not going to remember those things because the blood, and that's the word of God. That's the word of God, so it's not some great punishment. Don't count your suffering as a great punishment. It's not a punishment, God said, that is upon you. And if it's things that you caused in your life, God said, I'm going to bring you out, it's still not a punishment. I'm still going to help you. I don't care. The Bible said that if you dig a hole, a ditch for yourself and you fall, and he's going to deliver you out of that ditch that you made for yourself. He said, look, you made the ditch, you fell in it, but I'm going to bring you out. That's the type of God we serve. You know what that's called? That's called mercy. That's called grace. That's the mercy of God. That's called love. He loves us so. He loves us so. He's not sitting up there seeing what he can destroy us over. He's slow to anger. He's a forgiving God. He wants us to forgive. Why would he tell us to forgive if he was not a forgiving God? He's a God of many chances. He's not a God that's going to hold a grudge against you for weakness or, you know, mistakes or any of that. But what he will deal with is the wicked. When he will deal with those that is coming against his kingdom, where he don't have those, he said, hate what I hate and love what I love. And he loves us. He loves his people. He hates Satan, though. He said, I come to destroy the works of Satan. So we are here to destroy the works of Satan. But if you're on God's side, God is on your side. God told me to tell you that on tonight. Satan has lied to somebody. Satan has got all up in your head, and we bind the voice of Satan right now. Because God said, I have not come to condemn you, but I come to speak life, that you may have life and life more abundantly. I'm just trying and testing your faith. All I need you to stand. I don't want you to worry about what your past was. I don't even want you to worry about your future, because I hold your future. I'm going to make it happen in that time, in that season, at the appointed time that I plan for it to happen. It will happen. I will finish the work that I started in you. I will finish the work that I called you to. It shall come to pass. Everything that I said to you, it shall come to pass. So don't let your suffering and the thing that you go through make you think that the thing that God said to you is null and void. It is not null and void. He said it shall come to pass. If I said it, it cannot fall to the ground. It has to go out and perform what I said it to perform at the right time. It's a time, timing for everything. You don't want things to be done out of its timing. It's a place for everything God said. So be encouraged. Let God complete the work in you. Bring you to where he needs you to be spiritually, spiritually mature, spiritually grow. Get the spiritual wisdom and the knowledge that you need to operate in the calling that God has called you to, that you can freely operate in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, that we're no longer functioning and allowing ourselves to be function in the flesh. We're not speaking in the flesh. We're not operating in the flesh, but God is waiting for that appointed time where he can trust you to operate fully in the spirit. That's why he said, I'm not going to send you out until you're filled with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not allow them to go out until they were filled with the power. And when they went out, they were filled with the power. And they said, look, the demons submitted to me. So when you go out, the demons is going to submit to you. So let God finish the work that he started inside of you. Let us continue to build your faith, that you know without a doubt that Satan is under your feet, that you know without a doubt when you lay your hand on the sick that they shall recover. When you say the prayer, it is already done, that you pray with power, that you pray in the power of the Holy Ghost, that you speak in the power of the Holy Ghost, and it shall be done in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson with Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministry. We're at 158 Orange Street here in Albany, New York. On Sundays, we open at 11:30 until we have no closed time. We have Bible studies on Wednesday. Right now, we're actually not having the Bible studies on Wednesday. We're going to start back up real soon, but we are doing our broadcast every Sunday, hallelujah, we do have in-person meetings as well. But God bless everybody that, you know, this tuned in. I hope you've been encouraged, because I know that right now that a lot of things is happening in the world today. We're dealing with a lot of spiritual things, things happening in the natural, the storms that are coming, and many lives have been lost. The COVID numbers is, you know, actually increasing again, you know. So y'all just, you know, be very careful. Be prayed up. Make sure that you're covered spiritually, you know. And I'm not so concerned about, you know, really what's coming. I'm concerned for the people, and I want everybody to be ready. But I know that God's people is going to be covered. That's one thing that I do know, that we're going to be covered and we're going to be protected. But we're just warning everyone to make that choice on today, because when the storm comes, You want to be in the safety zone. This Pastor Dorothy Patterson, you just got finished listening to The Word on No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio. God bless and good night.